This is All Things Considered on GPB. I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta's Major League Soccer team hosts New York City Sunday in the second leg of the Eastern Conference semifinals of the Audi 2018 MLS Cup playoffs. Atlanta beat New York 1-0 last weekend at Yankee Stadium. Whichever team scores the most goals over these two games advances to the Eastern Conference final. GPB Sports John Nelson hosts the podcast Soccer Down Here, covering soccer in the South. John, thank you for joining me.
As always.
So why is Atlanta United playing the same team twice in the playoffs?
The rules for soccer leagues are different from country to country. And what Major League Soccer decided to do for their semifinal stage and their final stage inside of conferences is sit there and have basically a home and home. And there are other leagues around the world that do it this way. There are some that do just one and you're done. But this was what MLS decided to adopt for almost, you know, fair-ups, that kind of a thing where you have, okay, we get one at your place, you get one at our place, and then you decide it from there.
Assuming that the home field advantage can then benefit both teams.
Right. And that way you try to take full advantage of when you've got it at home, you try to get as much done possibly so you don't have to go to that next place and have to work that much harder to get it done.
Which is what New York will be doing.
Very much so.
Why is it a big deal for Atlanta United to even reach the playoffs?
Well, think of a startup business. And for any startup business to have a mercurial rise after its second year of existence, for that to have that kind of an economic impact, impact in the community, all these kinds of things, think of any business in its second year, like a Google or an Amazon. If something like that is this successful in a second year, you're really doing well.
A big part of that is what are called the supporters groups.
Yes.
This is unique to soccer. What are supporters groups and what is their impact on the game and the fans?
It's a couple different things. Supporters groups, and for Atlanta United right now, there are four that are officially recognized where they sit there and say, okay, you get X number of tickets, you get X number of space for every home game, you pledge to do certain things in the community, you pledge to give back, you pledge to have soccer for good, basically, for a lack of a better phrase. And you have the four supporters groups involved with Atlanta United, and they have their different causes, whether it's soccer in the streets or Fuji's family or things like that, and they want to wrap themselves in the soccer community in that way and give back. But at the same time, you have folks with a common thought pattern, because soccer being as inclusive a sport as it is, you have people of a like mind who think the same things, and you want to sit there. And it's another part of the soccer community, and you get to just hang out with friends old and new by the time you're talking about it.
Supporters groups are the people at the games,
yes,
John,
yes,
that are going absolutely bananas. They've got drums, they've got trumpets, they've got massive
flags and TIFOs, those big banners that you see that are unfurled. And
for people who go to a game for the first time who don't understand what all of those flags and banners are, explain those.
It's part of the pageantry of it. It's a way to show support for your team, and you can either do it in what they call a TIFO. It's an Italian term, and that's what you'll see in the end zone, that it's drawn up on strings, and it has a picture that represents a thought pattern for the particular game. And they'll have flags that'll have symbols on them that do reference to the home team or to the supporters group itself or to a particular thought. You'll see a banner in the end zone, something about New York City or game one or something like that. It's just another way of showing support that you can actually take it inside and be a part of the pageantry of the whole thing.
So back to the game, John, what are our odds of winning and what happens if we do win?
Second question first. You win, you go to the conference finals, and then you'll play another home and home against either Columbus, Ohio, or the other team that's in New York that plays in the suburbs out in New Jersey, because they're playing the same thing right now, and they'll be decided this weekend as well. Chances are pretty good, and I think really it comes down to scoring the first goal. If Atlanta United puts the first goal in at home, then they have a two-goal advantage, and that means that the visitors, NYCFC, would have to score really three times to win it in 90 minutes. If they score twice, then you get into tiebreakers and things like that. And with them scoring more goals on the road than Atlanta, you get into math, and you said there'd be no math on the show.
Major League Soccer scoring is very complicated.
Yes.
You don't just have to win the game. You got to get points,
yes,
and they accrue over the season. They accrue over the playoffs. I wasn't going to abuse my audience with the math and the complications.
Or abuse me with the math.
John Nelson, thank you so much for joining me.
Anytime. Five stripes.
That was GPB Sports' John Nelson. To explain that math again, whichever team has the most goals over the two games advances to the Eastern Conference Finals. So Atlanta goes into Sunday with one goal. If Atlanta scores one and New York scores twice, they are still considered tied. That would trigger overtime and penalty shootout. Atlanta United hosts New York City FC Sunday at 5:30 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm Ricky Bevington.